For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Tom McNamara, head coach of the newly formed Waco Shooting Sports Team. What role have you played in the formation of this club?
Well, it's funny you should ask that. It's really kind of my little brainchild. There's been a movement around here. There's been lots of schools that are using the shooting sports as a way to get kids to show responsibility. And our mission statement here at Waco is all about creating lifelong learners and citizens that are productive and responsible. And one of the things that I feel is the students step up. When we have high expectations, they step up to it. The other thing we're trying to do here at Waco Community Schools is we're trying to become a school of choice. And you don't become a school of choice by limiting options. You become a school of choice by creating more. So it was really my idea, and I went to the school board, and they have been very helpful about getting things rolling. Right now, we have a total of 30 students between the junior high and the high school that are going to be our shooting sports athletes. Really excited. We had our first safety meeting on Saturday. Things went really well. I have about 5 assistant coaches, so it's been really well received, and I'm excited to get this season going.
That sounds like the response that any other sport might have in terms of participation.
You know, in some ways, it's a little bit more. Like, for instance, because this particular sport, the males and females are on equal footing. So it's not a boys' game. It's not a girls' game. It is a youth sport. So as far as that goes, we have more people on the junior high team than our junior high basketball team. We have more people out in the high school than we do on the two basketball teams combined. It really has shown that this kind of sport, this kind of activity, is really wanted and right now appreciated.
Wow. And for someone who has no knowledge of what this involves, could you describe what it does involve and how it's scored?
Absolutely. The meets are quite fun. Obviously, we have to go to a sanctioned range that has a trap house or a birdhouse. So that is basically a 6x6 concrete box that has a clay thrower or a bird thrower in it. We call the clays birds and whatnot. It's a very ancient sport. Actually, it's as old almost as hunting is itself with firearms. So then we have 5 posts that are about 16 yards away from this birdhouse. The bird then flies out of the house at approximately 55 miles an hour, somewhere between 50 and 70 miles an hour, actually, and was launched at an angle where it will fly between 50 and 55 yards. The shooter then has the opportunity to try to knock that clay down, and that is how it's scored. You get one shot per bird, and if you hit the bird, it's called a hit, and then if the bird flies or continues to the ground without being broken, it is called a loss. So, like I said, it is related to hunting in that way. So you lost your bird because it hit the ground. A round, there's 5 athletes compete at one time. They're all in the same team. And so then those 5 are called a squad. And they get essentially, for all the way around with the 5 posts, they get 25 opportunities to knock that bird out of the air.
You mentioned that it's growing in popularity. There are other schools that are getting involved.
Absolutely. If you take a look at what the sport is about, it started here in Iowa really around 2007, where the Iowa DNR was supportive and wanted to get our young people out and about and be interested in the hunting sports and the shooting sports. The best way for them to maintain conservation is to have people out there walking around and trying to retrieve some of these animals. So the DNR really started it. And when they started, they had approximately about overall just hundreds of students. Since 2007, almost 12,000 students have participated in this sport, with almost 1,500 students statewide last year.
When does that season begin?
Actually, the indoor safety portions are going on now. The first time we can go out and do what is called a live fire is under the Iowa High School Scholastic Clay Shooter Program, is March 2nd. It's a Monday. So March 2nd, we can start to go out there and start practicing our skills. The first meets begin in April. So mostly they're on Saturdays. There are a couple of meets that are on other days of the week, but mostly this is a Saturday morning thing. The most beautiful thing about this sport that excites me more than anything is how all the athletes and coaches work with each other. I've had so many excellent coaches come up to me and give me helpful hints and advice on how to get this program going. Same thing with students from other schools. Once they find out that you have this, there is a competition to it, but there's a little bit more of a brotherhood, really, of the athletes and the coaches. It's really been exciting to be a part of.
That was the first half of my conversation with Tom McNamara, head coach of the Waco Shooting Sports Team, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.